Hey, what's happening, MGTOW? Welcome to Seattle. Welcome to the home of Walk and Talk, MGTOW shit. It's gorgeous out here in the city of Seattle, as you can tell. And it's a good day to do the Walk and Talk, MGTOW shit. And I'm about to get into some MGTOW shit for real. I was suspended for 15 days, so that's why you haven't been able to see videos and stuff like that. But I am making content in different platforms, so go check out the links below. Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and the most crazy, insane live stream there is for MGTOW or MGTOW only in Podbean, KDR5. We're doing our shit out there. Man, shout out to the late night crew. Well, anyways, today's video, man, it was very predictable. I mentioned this type of scenario is what's going to take place, and it took place, and the future is going to take place. And I mentioned this in my live stream like 2 or 3 months before, but I mentioned it throughout the years as a content creator, right? Where women, they're going to be in some kind of messed up position and a violent type of scenario position, and there's going to be men around them, and they're not going to help them. So let's go back a couple of years ago, as you can recollect. Remember when these women started with the rape culture and the Me Too movement, and men became petrified? A lot of men got falsely accused for rape on campuses. They got on the bars, and even in corporation. I mean, men became so aware, so scared of females that they didn't want to go out, be with themselves in the elevator, or go out for dinners and these so-called meetings and stuff like that. And I predicted it. I was like, watch, something's going to take some place, and men apt out. And men are apting out. Real, for real. We've been apting out, especially as MGTOW. But you know, when this violent situation takes place, they always want to blame men. And they put the fault on men, right? Because at the ultimate, you know, we're supposed to carry the burden of helping women, you know. But those days are long gone. And so these outlets out there, like these tricons, they still got this belief that men are going to go out there and white knights for these women. So let me play you this clip out here, and then I continue with the walk and talk, MGTOW shit. See you in a bit, gentlemen.
So America faces a serious crisis. We have a shortage of real men in this nation. Too many men lack the courage to stand up and protect those around them. My good buddy always points out the definition of a man is someone who makes everyone around them just a little bit safer. So look at what happened on a Philadelphia-bound train over the weekend. A deranged sexual predator raped a woman while passengers stood by and watched.
There was a lot of people, in my opinion, that should have intervened. Somebody should have done something. It speaks to where we are in society. I mean, who would allow something like that to take place? So it's troubling.
It's troubling to say the least. Police aren't releasing the surveillance video that captured not just the attack, but witnesses standing by and watching. The assault went on for 8 minutes, leaving the victim unconscious. Instead of intervening, instead of helping, doing anything, throw a garbage can at the guy, witnesses recorded the heinous crime with their smartphones.
Society just needs to work harder to help people, you know? We just need to know that if we were in that position, we want someone to help.
Welcome back, gentlemen. Of course, it's always the Western man's fault, you know, for not helping a woman out there on the train. Now, to me, rape is one of the most heinous crime there is, for me. I take this stuff very seriously. But I want to give you more detail regarding to this case, right? This is a man who's supposed to be deported, not only once, but 2 times, deported back to Africa. The guy has many crime records in the city of Philadelphia, right? So they left him there, that he can stay in Philly. You know, and Philly is one of these cities that allow this type of behavior in their city. So we got into these 8 people recording the crime. Is something that is crazy. But let's say hypothetical speaking, I'm going to give you my scenario if I was in that situation. If something like this would take place, I would move to the next cart, pull the lever out, and get off at the next stop. Okay? And I'll tell you why. Because I don't want to be part of it. I stopped helping women years ago, but I didn't want to be part of it either. Because it's a complex situation, but not really. This is the time that we're living in, and society is collapsing right in front of your eyes, by the way. Well, this is how the thing is, right? In Philadelphia or Pennsylvania, they don't have a law that's a Good Samaritan law. They don't have that. So when you don't have a Good Samaritan law, nobody's going to help anyone, right? It's not going to help. It's not going to happen. So I want to play this scenario, especially with this. For the mind of my mind, I cannot comprehend, understand why would these people record this crime. And by the way, the city of Philadelphia is going to charge them some kind of crime. I don't know what the charge is going to be. They're going to charge them for recording their crime and not intervening. And I saw multiple interviews with police, and everybody's angry and upset and silly in the city of Philadelphia and stuff like that. But let's say, hypothetical speaking, I go out there and white knight for this lady out there. And then I'll harm this criminal. And let's say I'll break his neck, or I'll break his head, or I stab him, or I do something to protect this lady, owner. What make you think I'm not going to be charged with something, since there's not a Good Samaritan law? So now I'm going to be held responsible for helping a woman to help a woman that this man is doing a crime against her. You see, this is how society is collapsing. So we've been saying this for day one with MGTOW. And I predicted this years ago. It's going to be a time that men not going to help out in these type of scenarios. They're not, because they can be held liable. Not only that, the so-called media help men or hold men accountable for something they can be, you know, accounted for. No, it don't worth it. The best thing is to walk away. To walk away. Real shit, man. Well, gentlemen, this is the sad state that we live in. It is what it is. But like I always say, peace, stay MGTOW. I definitely catch your next podcast, live stream, or video. Check out the links below.